Sometimes what happens in Vegas ends up on Weekend Edition. Yesterday, seven candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination took on the thorny topic of health care at a forum on the University of Nevada campus there. It was an effort by the Service Employees International Union to push health care to the top of the nation's agenda, and an effort by the candidates to seek union support in one of the early caucus states. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
There was one healthcare topic uppermost in the minds of both the candidates and the audience yesterday.
Let me say first a personal thank you to all of you and to people who have been so kind and so generous over the last few days, including, by the way, my fellow candidates who will be here today. And I'm very proud to have my wife Elizabeth here with me today.
Former North Carolina Senator John Edwards, the first to speak, immediately acknowledged the issue of his wife Elizabeth's cancer recurrence. And with Elizabeth Edwards looking on from the front row, he seamlessly wove their own experience into his argument for a total overhaul of America's healthcare system.
When you look at all the millions of women who've had to struggle with the same sort of struggles that Elizabeth has had, without what we have, without great health care coverage, without knowing they're going to be able to get all the medicine and medications that they need. So before we start giving too much credit to us, let's do what we need to do for all these women.
Edwards had the most detailed plan of any of the candidates. It would require employers to provide insurance or pay into a fund that would help people buy their own, and every individual would have to have some kind of health coverage. To give them a choice, Edwards would set up health care markets, offering a range of private plans or the option of a government program he called Medicare Plus.
The idea is to determine whether Americans actually want a private insurer or whether they'd rather have a kind of single-payer plan. And we'll find out over time which way people go.
Most of the candidates' plans were similar on the basics. Like Edwards, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson and Senators Hillary Clinton and Chris Dodd all advocated shared responsibility among employers and individuals, cost containment, consumer choice, and preventive care. Only Congressman Dennis Kucinich and former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel proposed government-run single-payer plans. And it's worth noting that one candidate came without a plan to present at all. Senator Barack Obama asked for patience.
Our campaign now is, I think, a little over 8 weeks old, and so we will be putting a very detailed plan on our website. If we have another form in a couple of months and it's still not there, then I'll be in trouble.
But having a plan, said Senator Clinton, wasn't really the issue.
We need a movement. We need people to make this the number one voting issue in the 08 election, to send a message to the Congress and the special interests. We're serious and we're going to get it done this time.
The candidates were all hopeful that if elected, they would succeed where the Bill Clinton administration failed in the 1990s. The main reason? Things are different now. Healthcare costs are stratospherically higher. And yes, there are 47 million people in this country with no health insurance, most of whom have jobs. But Andy Stern, the forum's co-host and head of the Service Employees International Union, said the uninsured aren't the only urgent problem now.
Healthcare in America is no longer just a moral issue, it's an economic issue as well. America cannot be the only industrialized nation on earth that asks its employers to put the price of healthcare on the cost of its products.
Another global issue that loomed over the discussion was the war in Iraq. For New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, it was a reminder of another aspect of America's healthcare system that needs to be fixed.
I would have a hero's health card, that would enable our veterans to get coverage anywhere they want. They should not have to drive 200 miles to the nearest VA hospital.
And the billions being spent in Iraq look to many of the candidates like the pot of gold that could solve many of the nation's healthcare problems. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Las Vegas.